It is not easy for me with precarious health, an old man, and it wasn't an easy decision to agree to come here to speak tonight. But after a moment's reflection, I decided that I could not refuse to come in spite of the various hardships. We are gathered together here tonight to be masbid a person who, besides being a close friend of many, many decades, is a true giant and pioneer in many, many important respects. Reb Noach was a great innovator. He was a great man, but he was also a great innovator. He is one of the creators of the Tshuva movement, of the Baal Tshuva movement, which has taken hold in the last decades all over the world. Reb Noach was a great person in many, many respects. First of all, he had a great heart. A heart full of boundless love for the Ribbono Shel Olam, for the Torah. And for every single Jew in the world. His love for Torah knew no bounds, no limits. He had a powerful constitution. He was able to get along with very little sleep. And he used every moment of his waking hours to be of service to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He felt himself an Eved Hashem. He had very great grandfathers. giants in Torah and in Yerushalayim, among the greatest giants of Klal Yisrael. And his genes were full of love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, love for Torah, love for every single Jew. I had the zchus to have contact with him on a close level many, many years. His children were talmidim in my yeshiva. Every one of them a chip off the old block, full of Torah, Avas HaTorah, Yerushalayim. Klal Yisrael has lost one of its noblest, finest, greatest sons. Somebody who visited him toward the end of his lifetime told me an interesting anecdote. He was obviously very, very ill. It was rather obvious that he wouldn't be among us very, very long. But he remarked to his visitor, "You know, I have a tremendous idea. When I get out of here, I'm going to really, it's a revolutionary idea." I don't know what the idea was, but he was always making revolutions. "It's a revolutionary idea. It's going to revolutionize the Baal Tshuva movement." He was raring to get up and get out and begin putting his idea into action. And I'm sure that's exactly what's going to happen. Upstairs, there's no doubt that Reb Noach finds himself in one of the noblest, highest yeshivas shel ma'ala. He is together with the greatest sons of Klal Yisrael. And I'm sure that he's going to be working very hard to see to it that the revolution which he has such a great share in creating will continue at even a greater pace, so that when Mashiach comes very quickly, there will be a limitless number of Jews who returned to Torah through the efforts of him and his children and his students. And you know that every one of us who is in this hall tonight had a big shaychus with Reb Noach, otherwise we wouldn't be here. And we owe a lot, every one of us, to Reb Noach. And if the picture of Reb Noach in our minds will be instrumental in driving us to do as he did, to follow in his footsteps and be a true Eved Hashem, to have a heart overflowing with Avas Hashem, with Avas Yisrael, this very fact that having the picture of Reb Noach in our minds, when we show love for Torah, love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you see in your mind's eye a great Oyev Hashem, a great Oyev Torah, a great Oyev Yisrael, and there is no greater Oyev Yisrael than one who brings a Jew closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That will be a tremendous chus for him, because his inspiration will be instrumental in urging us on and helping us succeed. He showed the way. He showed that no obstacle can stop a person who really wants to serve Hashem Yisborach. Who knows? Maybe that was one of the revolutions that he had in mind. That everyone that had a shaychus with Reb Noach, everyone who knew him, everyone who loved him, should try to follow in his footsteps. Boundless love for Torah, boundless hasmodah, a major Talmud Chochem, utilizing every moment for learning Torah or serving Hashem Yisborach in some other way. And there can be no greater schus for Reb Noach, whom every one of us loved and loves so dearly, that we should have this inspiration in mind whenever we do something that he would have done, being mekarv another yid. His love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Torah, and for his Talmidim, for every single Talmid, knew no bounds. We should reciprocate said that he will go mailo mailo in the Olam HaEmes, where he finds himself with his tremendously great ancestors, who were among the true leaders of Klal Yisrael. I recall a small incident that happened between Reb Noach's, one of Reb Noach's ancestors, and one of mine. My wife, Oleha HaSholoim, was the granddaughter of Reb Baruch Ber, the Rosh Yeshiva of Kamenitz, or Yeshiva in Kamenitz. The Slonimer Rebbe, Zichrone Lebracha, Reb Noach's grandfather, had a son in Kamenitz. And the Rebbe occasionally came to visit his son. On one occasion, he remained for a shiur of Reb Baruch Ber. After the shiur, his son asked him, "Tata, did you enjoy the shiur? Du hast dann neue gehad von shiur?" His father answered him, "Nareiner. You think I came to listen to Reb Baruch Ber shiur? I came to hear him say, der heilige Rashi, der heilige Rambam, der heilige Rabbaye, der heilige Rove." He never mentioned the name of a Rishon or Kosher Kain of an Amoira without saying der Heidegger, with boundless love and affection. And just hearing him say der Heidegger Rashi, der Heidegger Rambam, that filled the Slonim Rebbe, Reb Noach's grandfather, with so much love of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that there was no greater pleasure for him in this world than to hear Reb Baruch Ber saying, "Der Heilige Rashi, der Heilige Rambam." That was Noach, Reb Noach. He was also a chip off the old block. He was filled with the same boundless love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not well, as I told you before. I have to be mekatzer. I have to shorten my hesped. You will forgive me also for leaving before hearing the others. I'm not well enough to remain. But I want to ask Reb Noach, please, Reb Noach, be a Melech Yosher. Really not necessary for me to ask this of you, but I have to express the feelings of my heart. First of all, for your wonderful Rebbetzin, so gesund and stark sein, who was a true partner in everything you did, who helped you create this wonderful Mamleches HaToyra, a wonderful Mamleches, your private, personal, they're all your private, personal Mamlechos, but your wonderful children, every one of them, a Talmud Chochem, who goes in his father's ways. You should be a Meretz Yosher that they should continue with good health and success in everything they do. You should be a Meretz Yosher of Noach for your wonderful chain of yeshivas all over the world who bring bonim back to their father. And for Gans Klal Yisrael. And we should all be zoiche quickly to witness Uvilo Hashem Moves Lonesach Umocho Hashem Elokim Dimo Mi Al Kol Ponim Benoimar Amen.